ready to get down. Get ready to get down. Get ready to get down.
Now people cross the street and they walk in your direction, talk between their teeth, throw in epithets, and the doctor thinks the devil wants to not you by your senses, but to live the way you please doesn't sound like possession.
For long years studying the Bible, infidels, Jezebels, Salomas, and Delilahs, back off the bus in your own hometown. So you didn't like me then, you probably won't like me now, and I. Ready to get down, get ready to get down, get ready to get down. All the men at a country club, the ladies of auxiliary, talk about love when it's apple pie and liberty. You really be a saint, gotta really be a virgin, dry as a page in a King James Version. No ooh-la-las, no hell guesses, no I can't wait, I got to see you against this. Turn the other cheek to take your chances, Jesus hates your high school dances. Give your love freely to whoever that you please. Don't let nobody tell you about who you ought to be. And when you get damned in the popular opinions, just another damn, another damn's you're not giving. And I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Oh, mama, gotta look at you, got a little worry. Papa, gotta look at you, got a little worry. Pastor, gotta look, said you all better hurry. So you're off to a little Bible college in Missouri, and now you come back, say you know.
The break, the less days of school.
Yeah, that's
kind of how it goes.
But
just an observation.
I was really bored, and so I came home with a list of a lot of songs to learn. And this is a weepy song called Painting by Chagall that we learned then.
Let me get this to stop right.
Wakeful dreamers, we pass them on the sunlit streets. in our rooms, filled with laughter, we make hope from every small disaster. Sometimes rain that's needed falls. Ooh. We float like two lovers in a painting by Chagall. All around is sky and blue town. Holding these flowers for wedding gown. We live so high above the ground. Satellites surround.
I interpret it as being this kind of sick codependent thing, but very true. You know, the songwriter seemed to be speaking truthfully, and then I found myself singing it and singing it and singing it, and wondering, is there something wrong in my household? No, not much. But I realized it was right after Kavanaugh had been confirmed, and all the ugliness about all of that. And that I was just sad. At first I was just pissed, but then I was just sad, which is kind of probably where you should start anyway, and then go from there. But so that's, here's a cheer-me-up song. Leaves were falling down like embers. In colors red and gold, they set us on fire. Burning like a moonbeam in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now I am guilty of something I hope you never do, because there is nothing any sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. To leave you and run out on my own and get what I need to. You want me to find what I already had. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Thank you.
So I have a funny story about that song. It was very sad. So I was roommates with Kari Klaassen, the Maverick, who left a couple weeks ago, then came back and then left again. I was singing this song one day, just like humming it in our room, and she was like, "Why do I know that song?" Then we realized, so my dad did go through an obsession with that song, and Kari actually lived at my parents' house for like a month before she came up here. And it was because my dad had been playing it on the piano, which was very close to right above her room. And so she didn't really know what song it was. Like, maybe she had, like, actually talked to him about it. But, so that's how she discovered it. She was like, "Oh my god, yeah. Like, it's a beautiful song, and we're all can play it a lot." So, yeah.
Yes.
Very pretty. Oh.
All right, let's see. I have one more thing to do.
Time that we sang this song together was in the lift in the summer, I think, of 2008.
That was before we almost got thrown in jail in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, that was after. Okay, that was after. By Richard Thompson.
AMO if you want to. We didn't practice this one, but I figured you could figure something out.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Come on
up.
Play some drums.
You're serious?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Really? Sorry I was late.
That's okay.
Oh, there's a chorus. This is an audience participation time. This is time. It goes like this. I'll sing it. You sing it back. Father, forgive us for what we must do.
Father, forgive us for what we must do.
You forgive us. We'll forgive you.
You forgive us. We'll forgive you.
We'll forgive each other, too. We both turn blue.
We'll forgive each other, too. We both turn blue.
And we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
And we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
That's your part. Okay, we'll do it about 100 times.
Thank you.
stream. And there I dreamed the strangest dream. And down by Brennan's glen there rose a briar and a rose. There's a tree in the forest, but I don't know where. I built a nest out of your hair. And climbing up into the air, a briar and a rose. I don't know how long it has been that I was born in Brennan's Glen. And near the end of spring there rose a briar and a rose. I picked the rose one early morn. I pricked my finger on a thorn. They've grown so close, their windings wove the briar.
So this is a Leonard Cohen song. He's a Canadian that's been watching our country for a long time. and he's now dead. But he wrote this way before the One Percent Movement, you know that one? But anyway.
Yeah.
Sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them.
First we take Manhattan. told you, I told you, I was one of those.
I love me as a loser, but now you're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline.
How many nights I pray for this to let my work begin. First,
together was like at an open mic in the dining hall, and we sang Circle Game by Joni Mitchell, and it's really cute. pretty cute, one could say. But yeah, so and ever since then we've been doing a lot. It's very fun. And thank you all for coming and being here and playing with us. It's chorus.
Of course, no, for the, oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh,
20 million people living in this big metropolis, we'd have some talent here, but, you know, wow. This is just quite an embarrassment of riches. So prayer. It's always kind of baffled me. It's kind of like, well, you know, if God would be all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-loving, why do we need to pray? You know, but then Gonzaga lost. and then Duke won. So Duke lost. So I figure, and I'm still confused. But I think we have this impulse to do something that I can identify as prayer. When we look around and we see the beauty that's around us, or you know, you watch a small child in church, and you know, or that may not always be the case, but you know, a prayer of just praise that just pops out of you, and then the points where you really don't have anything left, and you're broken, and you're really at the foot of the cross, and you don't really have anything else. She must have listened to the preacher when she was a kid, hanging with the kind of folks that Jesus did, seeking out the love where he was mostly hid. But she wasn't Jesus. She saw herself as someone living on the edge, watching the abyss from a precarious ledge. Maybe that is when the darkness got to her head. Oh, thank you. this great, great band. This is a song I heard years ago, never learned it, and then I was watching the updated 4-series version of the Gilmore Girls. And full disclosure, and I heard this song, Tom Waits singing this song on that.
So it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, smart money's on Harlow, and the moon is in the street. The shadow boys are breaking all the laws. You're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in a carnival saloon. His invisible fiancé's in the mirror. And the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. And it's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And they all pretend they're orphans, and their memories like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget, that history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, are those dreams or are those prayers? So close your eyes, son, this won't hurt a bit. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Well, things are pretty lousy for a calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from her boot, and 1,000 pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips, while the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart. Pay the fiddler off till I come back again. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. It's time that you love. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. What's that? Oh, yeah. So this is open to you, Robbie. Where are you? Are you here?
I'm over here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Angela, do you want to tell your joke?
My one joke?
Yep. Someone told me it.
It's been years since I've heard it.
It probably hasn't been. I think I told it last time we were at your house.
Oh. Oh, that one.
There are other, yeah. Oh, no, that's the other one, sorry. That's the one I can't tell.
And also, not until after
that. That's yeah.
I'll just look at you.
Okay.
Yes, but...
So, my older daughter and I were at Folklife many years ago and heard this guy, the street performer, with an accordion. He looked kind of like this guy here. He had one, I'm not sure, but he had an accordion in one hand. He was just playing the chords with the accordion, and then he had this plastic, you know, vodka bottle with coins in it in his right hand. So he was doing the backbeat with the... And he sang this song, and I just started to cry. And it's got a chorus that we'll kind of teach you as we get through it a few times. So. Oh, yes, and there is a sing-along part that's... So there is sort of this apocalyptic theme throughout this song. So what we want to imagine when we get to the end is that we are... in some kind of underground somewhere, and we're not sure what we're going to find when we come out, but we are going to sing, and we are insisting that we are unraveling in the face of it all. So, and here's the sing-along part. Just say it after me. Igadai.
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 Igadigada.
Igadai.
Igadai. Igadigada.
Igadai. Igadai. Igadigada.
That's your part. You get it. It's still a while away.
One day the snow began to fall, and slowly, inch by inch, covered up the earth, till finally the top of the tallest building was lost beneath the powdered sea.
Child, here we go. It can die, it can die, it can die. Capo this?
Yes.
Okay.
With Nancy Capo.
Oh, literacy is so overrated.
Times that I heard this song, I'm sure it was the two of them singing it. So they've been singing it like probably before.
Longer than most of you have been alive. Longer than a lot of your parents have been alive. I'm a day older, right?
Yes, wins.
One day older.
And it shows.
In vision and wisdom and all those, yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the last song for those of you who don't want an encore.
No,
who want an encore, this is the last song. For those of you who don't, this is the next to the last song. It was clever the first time, but the 200th time is kind of cute. So, you might want to sing along on this one, and certainly on the next one, actually. Well, if there's a next one.
So, this is another Josh Rear song. We sometimes do 4 Josh Rear songs in one set. This time we limited it to 2. So I'd say that's progress. But it is, the chorus is like very relevant to our lives here at Golden Village. We're almost relevant. The song is called Snow Is Gone. It's about springtime. So hopefully you won't change their songs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lucky I don't play the harp.
Thank you.
wanting us to come back so kind.
Yeah, we'll pull this one up. My original fantasy was that we do this one to a cardboard cutout of Daniel Lund.
Yeah.
And that we all sing to him this song, but we just couldn't get the cutout made.
So just imagine that Daniel Lund is
sitting in the cross.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody
said
on the I can't see either.
So join in with
vigor.
With vigor. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I love that one.
Yeah. 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 I love this guy.